It's not like torture at Guantanamo, but the military takes it very seriously, as four-star General Kevin Burns found out last week.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It's called adultery, the seventh commandment, and more to the point, a violation of Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. General Burns was getting ready to retire after a distinguished career as head of the Army Training and Doctrine Command. After separation from his wife preceding divorce, the general initiated a consensual relationship, as they call it, with a civilian woman not in federal employ. The relationship came to the notice of the military brass, an investigation was ordered, and Burns was dismissed. He may lose one or more of his stars and possibly some of his benefits. This happens once in a while, and each time one might wonder why. Air Force General Joseph Ralston lost his candidacy for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he had a relationship with another woman when separated from his wife. One of the few women to be singled out was Air Force pilot Lieutenant Kelly Flynn because of her relationship with a married soccer coach. Mostly, though, it's the men who are punished for unmarried relationships. The last figures I saw for 1996 showed 67 adultery cases in the Air Force, only 7 of them women. You have to ask yourself, why does the high command care so much about off-duty activities of their unmarried personnel? The Uniform Code doesn't punish adultery as such, but conduct to the prejudice of good order and discipline of a nature to bring discredit to the armed forces. You have to understand, this isn't like mistreating enemy combatants. This is serious. This is Daniel Shore.